the thought of menstruation, and we showed the film of menstruation to the girls. Of course, I showed it and was happy to be part of it. Marge went into most of the detail with her, but I came in on the conversation, and we do talk about it with her, and we talk about it. Well, I can tell, of course, that she's going to have a period. Let her know that by her tension, just like her mother's, when she's going to have a period. She hasn't had too many, but... Now that we have rhythm really working, the baby's 2 years old, I'm getting re-educated. But the father participating in this, seems to me, I'm hoping to establish for the children a healthy attitude for marriage, that they can talk about this problem with their husbands, that, you know, the whole area, and really have a full and a rich relationship with their husbands or wives. The wet dream for the boys. This is a problem, as again I point out, I think there is one film on it, on the development of the boy. But here again, I know many mothers, we understand, don't know much about it, and the fathers kind of leave it go, I think, until the boys take care of it. And this is a natural thing with man. Sometime around eighth grade, he's going to have a nocturnal emission, as it's called. He's going to lose seed in his sleep, possibly with a very vivid dream. And this is completely natural, and he should be prepared for it, just like the woman. And my daughter, who was also in on part of it, and was also told about the boy's wet dream, said after it was all over, and of course she had learned about menstruation first, and then maybe a year later or sometime later she learned about the wet dreams of the boys. Kind of sighed a sigh of relief. Well, the boys had some problem too. And this was so. And I think it was, and then the boys, of course, going about menstruation, give them a chance to understand their sisters, understand their mother, now that she's having a period. And I think we're helping to get the relationship within the family. So one of the last point I'll make here, we are going to have a discussion, aren't we?
Yes.
Right. Another point is affection. That we show affection for husband and wives, I mean between husbands and wives, visibly to the children. Now, how do you know, have you ever heard of your parents having fun in marriage? Or did they show affection in front of you? But if the children are going to see all the affection shown, where all the action is, down in the cars and every place but in marriage, how are you going to sell them on keeping sex for marriage? All the action is outside. It's premarital, and it's extramarital. But the parents, they don't have any point. It's not my father, not my mother. So somewhere along the line, a visible show of affection, a kiss, an embrace, even a pat on the behind, in a sign of affection, really, in the husband-wife relationship, I think is a healthy sign for the children. Then, too, the affection for the children, their physical affection for the children. I think this is important. There's one, I think Father Filas' record, which I understand you're getting, and I highly recommend it, Sex Education of Children. He has a little story in there about, and I'm sure you've heard, some of you have heard, in India where they were having a high death rate in a hospital. The children were physically well, but they were just dying. And they went in and made a study on the thing and found out that, and recommended that they pick up the children and feed them every hour, 10 minutes an hour, 10 minutes every 2 hours, and actually fondle them, hug them, love them, embrace them, take care of them physically, and that the death rate fell off, that the children lived because they had human physical affection. With my son, somewhere along the line, about 8 or 9, the children are affectionate. When they're small, he would come and give me a kiss and a good night and so forth. And I finally said to him one day, son, you know, you're growing up now, and before you come to do that together, and you know, we should shake hands from here on. And that went on for about a year and a half or 2 years. And then I finally, as part of this program, I came to the conclusion that I was wrong, and that I would the physical affection to the children would give them a security that I could give as a father. If I have the role of father, in the image of God, we say, our Father who art in heaven, I have a very important role. And that he is loved is the biggest thing that I can let him know. And of course, I was worried about homosexuality. If I give him a hug, you know, he's just as bad. But then I realized I have a role as father to save the house and to give him security and affection. So I went and told him that I was wrong. That I would, if he felt like giving me a hug or I felt like giving him a hug, I would, until the day I die, feel free to give your father an embrace.